Shvius, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. Ha'omer lefoyel, Heilach iser zev, lakid li yara kayam. So if a person tells his worker, take this iser of money and go pick for me some vegetables today. Scharo mutter. So he's allowed to earn that money. His earnings are mutter. And there's no Kedusha Shvius to his money because he paid the guy to do work. He like rented his work, but he didn't pay for any payrus of Shvius. However, if he uses a lashon that says, lakit li bo yerek hayom, if he says, pick vegetables for me today in return for the money that I'm giving you. So by adding the lashon of bo, scharo usser, then it's usser, because it's as if he's telling him, I want you to sort of pick this for yourself. You're going to acquire it, and then I'm going to pay you for it. In other words, pick it, and I'm going to pay you for it, for bo. It's hard exactly to understand how the word bo does that, but that's what it means. That he's now buying the actual vegetables for the isser. And the isser has Kedusha Shvius. Now, what does the Mishnah though mean when it says that the schar is usser? What do you mean usser? It's not usser, it just has Kedusha Shvius. So the Taisis Yantif says here, he says this in a few places earlier in the Masechta as well, that a lot of times when it says usser, it doesn't mean it's mamish usser, it just means that it is a din of Kedusha Shvius. And it's usser to deal with it in other ways, rather you have to be noig with it with Kedusha. Similarly, lokach min anachtom kikar bepundion. So if a person took a loaf of bread worth a pundion, which is a type of coin, from a baker, this was a common value for a loaf of bread, but nobody said anything. Rather, the buyer then said to him, he didn't tell him anything about pundion or anything. He just said, Kishe elkot yarkois soda aviloch. When I go and I pick vegetables in the field, wild vegetables that everybody, even the baker, has access to, aviloch, I'll bring those to you as a favor. Mutter. So if the guy agrees, if the baker agrees, it's mutter to have such an arrangement. Why? Because really in this case, when he then goes and he brings these vegetables to him, he's not buying. These vegetables are not like the way he pays on credit for the loaf that he took previously. Rather, when the baker agreed to such a thing, this is the way the Rav explains, it's a matanas chinam. He's basically giving the loaf of bread for him for free. Why is that? Because the fields are hefker and everybody, even the baker, has access to the fields. So if he's agreeing to such a deal, he's really just giving it away as a gift, because it's not really a big deal for him to bring him the vegetables from the field afterwards, because they're hefker. However, lokach mimenu stam, if he just stam buys it from him, he doesn't make any stipulation with the nachtoim. So like what they used to do a lot was that they would take things from the baker on credit, and then they would pay them. Lo yisham lo midmei shvius. He should not pay him back from money of shvius, meaning money that was used from selling Peirush Shvius, that now is a Kedusha Shvius, and now he wants to buy bread with it. He can't pay the baker from such bread. Kal v'chomer, obviously, he can't pay the baker from actual Shemitah produce itself. Shein Peirin Chov Midmei Shvius. Because you cannot pay back a chov from the money of Shvius, because that's doing schoira, that's like schoira with Shvius. Obviously, all the more so, like we just said, all the more so you can't pay him with Shvius itself.